hooray for Hollywood. You may be homely in your neighborhood.
Be an actor, see Mr. Factor. You make your kisser look good.
Well, we started the show with one worldview, and this next conversation has many. One of the joys of the Hawaii International Film Festival is its sheer variety. It's a reminder that cinema is a world language that can take us just about anywhere. The quest for unique and excited movies has taken Chuck Bowler, HIFF's guiding spirit, just about everywhere, and there's no calculating how many hours a year he spends in the dark. But the rest of us, his local audience, are the beneficiaries. The festival starts tomorrow. He's here with a preview. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. Good to see everybody. Good to talk to everybody, I should say.
You know, I'm tempted to say that your selected movies are all over the map, but they're always all over the map.
They're always all over the map. This year we have films about 46 countries, 206 films from 46 countries, and about 40 to 50 of those are from Hawaii, if you count all the shorts, too.
Are there some countries entering the world of cinema that really hadn't had a presence before?
A lot of them. And a lot of it's because of the digital revolution,
yeah.
You know, especially in the Pacific Islands, which we've always promoted and reached out to. But countries like Thailand, the Philippines is on the verge of huge international breakout now. A lot of great films come out of the Philippines being discovered now.
And these are countries that have had their own internal cinema for quite a while, but the idea is that they're going beyond their borders.
Absolutely. And I think the U.S. is one of the last countries to really wake up to the value of international cinema, not the audiences in Hawaii.
We've
known for 33
there.
Years
yeah.
of HIFF. People go wild, you know, but it would, thank God. But the rest of the world's finally, I think, catching up with the incredible quality, especially of Asian cinema, which just hasn't had the outreach. They haven't had the distribution systems that U.S. cinema has, for example.
Given that American cinema, you know, at least mainstream multiplex cinema, is perceived by many to have gotten into a kind of rut, you know,
yes, it has.
Remakes and the usual
so true.
Stuff that we expect from, yeah. from multiplex movies where you can sit there and two-thirds of the way through, you go, okay, now they're going to have a chase, and then the guy and the girl are going to get together, and then they're going to roll credits.
Always the happy endings in U.S. movies.
But one of the things that you find from world cinema is that unpredictable, crazy plots, yeah?
Absolutely, and often they really reflect life much more so than the American movies. Not to dump on Hollywood so much, but they're so formulaic. It's like Pirates of the Caribbean 8 or, you know, Hangover 4 or something because, you know, they're proven formulas.
Still Hungover.
Oh, exactly. Still Hungover. Now, there's the next title.
See,
Still
a,
Hungover. That's the best. Whatever.
But, you know, coming soon to a theater near you.
Years ago, I couldn't figure out why Hollywood insisted upon remaking these brilliant international films, you know, foreign films. It's because they've already have a proven script, a proven formula. So they think, hey, put a couple of Hollywood actors in there and you remake it, it's going to be a hit.
They're because, always worse.
Yep. Every film that comes out of Hollywood is tested before test audiences. That's the theory behind the remakes. They've been tested already.
Yeah.
Again, you throw somebody in. There's a film from Korea called Old Boy that's a brilliant, genius film. I keep reading about the different casting in Hollywood. I'm not going to dump on any actors, but I think you've got to be kidding. That won't work, you know. But
yeah.
It's an incredibly serious, bizarre movie. So Will Smith will not work in that movie, I'm just saying.
Probably not.
Probably
it probably wouldn't because, you know, American movie stars want to be liked. And that's another thing that you find in world cinema. Where
so true. The cult of celebrity is a good and a really bad thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I can't kill anybody in a movie. I can't be, do anything evil because then my audience won't like me anymore.
That's exactly it.
It's not a very actorly thing to say, is it?
It's not. It's really not at all, you know. But as you were saying, one film I want to promote is the Haumana.
Yeah.
Now, I've lived here for 25 years. I didn't know the Haumana are the people who dance at a hula halau.
Mm-hmm.
You probably, everyone knows that but me. Now I know that too. But our closing night film on October 20th at the Hawaii Theater, which is put in state-of-the-art projection equipment. They even have 3D. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
The Haumana, we have the world premiere. It's a made-in-Hawaii movie by K.O. Wolford. It's fabulous. It's really incredible.
I was just reading about it, and that's another very encouraging trend, is there's a lot more being done locally, isn't it?
Isn't that, well, like you were saying earlier, you know, around the world, it's cinema's developing places it hasn't before. Hawaii's always had good filmmakers.
Yeah.
They've often been limited to short films because those are often easier to make, sometimes more challenging. You have to tell a story in a much shorter period
sure.
of time with all the same values and such. But the films coming out of Hawaii now are extraordinary. So we always encourage, we have a special Hawaii section. We have a special Hawaii student section. So people have a Hawaii short section. So you have a chance to see the best films from Hawaii. And I'm very proud. Again, we've been here 33 years helping, I hope, nurture the local film community. And they are extraordinary. So we look forward to having people view their great films.
Well, these days, Chuck, and correct me if this is inaccurate, but if you've got a computer with an editing program and about 10 grand, you can make a movie.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And you could even skip part of the 10 grand if you got a bunch of friends. Like, that's what the film school students do. I think, oh, that guy directed his.
He has a
now
camera.
He's the actor.
He has an audio set up.
Yeah.
He has
and you're
editing.
Right. You can edit on your computer. It's amazing. Last year, one quick story. I was sitting there, and it's like Friday morning. I think, gee, where's the film from New York that shows this afternoon? I call New York. They go, oh, we'll ship it now. Like, you don't seem to understand. We're showing it a couple hours. He goes, we'll feed it to you over the internet. It'll take 20 hours to download.
Yeah.
Hawaii is a little behind at broadband, but there's one place in town we know of that had it. We raced over there. We came back. It took 20 minutes to download onto a thumb drive. We inserted the thumb drive
on
the side of the projector
drive.
And showed the film from a thumb drive. So that's one of the good things about digital revolution.
I imagine you were a nervous wreck.
Oh, God, if people knew what goes on behind the scenes sometimes. It keeps us on our toes and gives me gray hair.
Well, because your perception of a movie arriving is this great big can arriving at shipping at
yes.
the airport, right?
No longer. Our film shipping budget used to be about $65,000 a year.
Yeah.
That's about six. Which is great. Although the studios are very smart, so they increase the rental. There's now a per-screening cost when you show a film. The average rental is about $1,500. The average film screening costs about $1,000. We have 206 films. We can't afford all of those. So we work out the most complicated deals for every single film in the film festival so that we can afford to show them.
Chuck, I hope you're going to get a chance to sit in the dark and let these movies wash over you, having done all this work.
You know right? it. You know
Chuck, thanks very much.
Thanks so much.
Always good to talk to you.
Good to see you, too. Thanks.
Chuck Bowler is the executive director of the Hawaii International Film Festival, which opens tomorrow. And you can link to full program details at hpr2.org.